It's not a bad looking morning. And even though it's minus five, it doesn't feel like the minus four that it was yesterday. It was frosty yesterday.
There's no frost on my windshield this morning,
Chuck. I don't get it. Maybe it was because it was a cloudy day.
I was going to say, could be the cloud cover. Who knows?
Yeah. We just talked with Brooke from the U of S. They're doing their ghost tours. Do you believe in ghosts?
You know, I probably do more than I don't. I mean, there's been a couple of weird, unexplained things that have happened in my life.
Yeah,
we don't have time to get into this morning, but I'm like, what's that about?
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to do as we get closer to Halloween? We are going to get into ghost stories.
Okay.
So you save a good one for us.
I was going to say, I've got one then that you'll love.
Save a good one for us. Blue Jays, boy, oh boy, did those tickets fly out, hey?
1 hour? Wasn't even an hour. Yeah. Crazy. And the prices.
Yeah. Well, they're all sold out. And of course, now everybody's reselling because all these different, you know, StubHub and all these different, you can get tickets, for $1,300, which means you might as well be in the parking lot.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. And if you look forward, like game seven, you're paying huge money for tickets.
Well, 12 grand is kind of the average if you want a good seat.
12 grand. Oh, it's making like some of those Stanley Cup prices that we paid last year going to. It makes those look pretty good, decent, actually.
And never mind that. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. Look, you're paying like $30,000, $40,000 for a ticket. Crazy. On your show today, the Ledge is back in.
Yeah, we got lots going on. Throne speech is today. It comes down this afternoon. So at this point, I mean, there's been, I would suggest, a lot of hints as to what the direction will be. The throne speech is really the blueprint of what we can expect over the next year. We've already seen some things on what I would say enhancing community safety, the Safe Public Spaces Act. There's some hints that there will be something with regard to secure treatment in here as well.
Right.
Education and healthcare, a deal was signed yesterday to increase the number of day surgeries that happen in the province, which of course takes pressure off of the actual surgery rooms, operating rooms to be able to dig into the bigger issues. So there's some healthcare stuff there as well. But I think this whole energy discussion, Shaq, is really where things are focusing. Another multi-million dollar investment in nuclear and really setting up training opportunities in our province. So you think about back when the oil boom was happening, training had to happen for people that work in that industry. Well, that's essentially what the province is trying to set up now for the nuclear transition, which is not that far away.
Because we're supposed to be getting one of those mini reactors at some point.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a big nuclear conference is actually in town in Saskatoon right now. I've got, in fact, the CEO of the Canadian Nuclear Association on the show tomorrow to talk a bit about that. So lots happening there. You can expect that to be part of the throne speech. So I've got Ralco business commentator Paul Martin joining me first thing this morning at 8:30. We'll kind of set the stage as to where it looks like this throne speech and ultimately the next year is going for government.
All right. So all coming up on the Evan Bray Show at 8:36 this morning. Evan, have a great show.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shaq.